Greetings of peace, love, happiness, miracles, and dreams. Welcome to the Goddess Temple Palace. I am Queen, Mother, Goddess, Opulent Ra, Inter. And I am the High Priestess of the Temple Palace. I am your guide and your channel for today. And I welcome you. Before you come in to the palace, I have several requests of you. That you focus first on what it is that you would like me to tune into with my sacred soul messages. And also, upon receipt of the message, if it has served you, truly served you, I request that you go to YouTube, my YouTube channel, Goddess Temple Palace, or Queen, Mother, Goddess, Opulence, and I'll spell that O-P-U-L-E-N-C-E, and then Ra, R-A, and the last name is N-T-R. So easy to find there. And subscribe, like, and make a comment, and share. Would be wonderful. And when you come in, I'm going to ask you, what is your dream? Being that this is Martin Luther King Day, and he had a dream, he made it come into reality. Okay. 865, I'm coming to you.
Hello, I'm Queen. Good afternoon. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Oh, you're welcome.
My name is Lynn. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. What is your name, Lynn? Yeah.
Yes, Lynn, L-I-N.
Okay, Lynn, how may I help you?
Yes, Queen, I have a question concerning or about my love life, a mate, long-term good relationship.
So you're seeking one. You're not in one now. You're looking for love.
Right, yes, that's correct.
Mm-hmm. Have you told yourself lately that you love you?
I'm sorry, have I told myself
lately that
I didn't hear
you. That you love yourself?
Yes, yes, I do. Yes, I do that, yes.
Because that's important in order to bring the highest quality of a love relationship to you. So I'm glad to hear that you have done that and continue to do that because that will bring a a relationship into you that will be very beautiful. I see someone coming into your life that would be a long-term relationship within a two. It's not 2 weeks, I don't believe. It could be 2 months.
Okay.
No more than two years. I want you to always look your best when you go out into the world, so that when he comes into your presence, he will see you very beautifully, looking beautiful. Whether you wear lipstick or not, I want you to wear lipstick, but it's a shade of pink.
Yes, that's what I wear, a shade that has a pinkish, a very natural, thank you so much for that, a pinkish, very natural tone to it. Thank you so much for that.
You're quite welcome. And I see you dressed very, like you're delicate, like your voice, very dresses opposed to pants. Not to say there's anything wrong with pants, but I see you in dresses.
Exactly.
And I also,
yes,
I also want you to get a fragrance. I'm going to stop making fragrances, but I don't have any now, so I'm not selling them to you.
I wear an oil. I wear a fragrance oil, coconut. But what do you feel that I should? I'm interested.
Jasmine, a smidgen of oil mixed it with jasmine with just a smidgen of rose.
Wonderful.
And place it behind your ears and your pulse point. And I see that you, as you put these oils on, you are saying a mantra like, I am prepared for the best relationship for me, someone who is in harmony with my spirit, who comes to me through my physical temple, but is attracted to my spirit. Because that is the quality that will give you love for a lifetime and beyond. I see music around you. I see that you like to dance. And I see you being a good dancer. And continue to go to places where you can dance, nice places, very nice places. And do not be concerned about going out to dine alone to nice places as well, because he could be there observing you from a distance, watching how you eat and how your presence is. As I'm talking, I'm definitely feeling somewhat, it's closer to two months, and the courtship could last 2 years before there's an actual marriage. Now, I want you to be careful of old patterns from old relationships.
Yes.
Cropping in, like a tendency to, is he going to call me?
Okay.
What's he doing? The object of this situation for you is for him to be wondering what you're doing. Not to have him jealous, but to see and to be intriguing. So in order to bring up that vibration of mystery, you must be so secure within yourself, as you're putting your oil on these pulse points, that you are confident that you are beautiful because you love yourself. You love the divine that lives within you. Mm. Yes. So, love is on the way. The more you love yourself, the more magnetism you will bring forth for this man to come forward to you. Now, he looks like he has red hair. And it could be brown, but I'm getting red clothes. And so I'm also feeling he could be Irish.
I love the Irish. Oh my goodness. I do so very much. The entire region, yes. Oh my goodness.
Beautiful. Now, that's about all I have for you.
Well, thank you. You've given me so much. I appreciate you.
Awesome.
Thank you so much. And I will, actually, I did go to your YouTube prior to, well, maybe just when I read that you wanted, that was earlier today. So I will go back and I will do as you requested. I will do that now. Thank you so much.
Thank you. You're welcome. Keep me posted. I would love to hear of your forthcoming love. Actually, you're already calling it in. It feels so beautiful to me. Namaste.
Oh, namaste. Blessings. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Stay sweet.
Thank you. Peace.
Four 415, I'm coming to you in a few. The music we're listening to is from one of my sweet friends, my bee birthday. To play this tune, like the Five Piper. Okay, 415, and thank you for waiting.
Hello.
Hi there, how are you?
Hi. I'm very well. How are you doing?
I'm fabulously grateful.
Wonderful.
What's on your mind, your heart? What is your dream?
Oh, I have many dreams. I think just right now, just to sit in the peace, I'm just being an observer because having a very nice day, and then I just noticed on how I got tired, and then my mind started doing the familiar loops and the old stories, and I'm just watching them rather than, you know, focusing on what I want instead and what my life is now instead of what it was, and, you know, time to release this other layer of stories. So just sitting, finding my peace and my center. So I thought I'd call in for a message because your messages are always so nice.
Well, I thank you for calling. And, you know, my thought is you're doing what you need to be doing. You're working on getting rid of the old and looking forward to the new. And do not be afraid to let the tears flow, because there are some tears that need to come forward to cleanse your vibration even more. And I see you walking upstairs. I see you walking upstairs to a higher plateau, a higher position in life. There's going to be growth in what you do for your career. There's going to be growth with your relationship with your family, some who you have been disconnected from, and you are going to, this is where the tears are coming, you're going to release pain from trauma, family trauma is going to be relieved. Family pain is going to be relieved. I'm not saying you're going to go hang out with these people, spend time with them, but you're going to release the feelings of an abandonment is coming that you experience with people in your family. I also see you sitting down writing. I see you writing. And I see you writing beautiful poetry. And I see you going to, karaoke. Going to karaoke and singing karaoke and even improvising with some of your poetry, some of your writing. I also see it.
Yeah, that's confirmation. Yeah. Yeah.
I see a child. I see a child around you that's about, well, she's kind of big for her age. I want to say 5, but then I'm going to say 12, so it could be 2 children. But you want to place your hand on these children, and you might meet them in passing. I don't know if they're your children, neighborhood children, or just a stranger. But you're going to place your hand very soon upon the forehead of 2 children, 2 little girls. And you're going to, it's like you're waking up their awareness of who they are. These are children, too, that have been through a lot of trauma. Your work is with children in the near future, to work with children. And they will bring you a lot of peace, a lot more healing. Whether it's volunteer, whether you get paid for it, to be around children is very, very important for you. I also feel your intestines, you need more water. You need to flush out while you're on this successful path of peace and healing. Drink more water, to flush toxins, literally flushing toxins out of your kidneys, through your colon, through the water. Your hair is going to grow longer. Oh, very long, very long, very long. I like it. It's growing in my hair. I have the power to make your hair grow. And oranges. To eat oranges. Reminds me of someone else who came through the other day, and orange was very important. The color orange was important. You want to eat the orange and drink the orange juice. I also see a tree planting the orange seed and watching them grow. This is going to be symbolic of you, and you can grow them in your kitchen. You can stop them in their kitchen and notice the way that they grow and speak to the growth of the orange seed. Mm. I see you in the kitchen preparing food and enjoying the preparation of the food that you prepare for yourself. Wow. Do you have any questions?
So a lot of those things, like the preparing of the food, I do that every day. So I'm, you know, really into that. And the writing of the book or books, I have been working on that. So actually that's something that I'll ask you about, because that was like sort of one of my triggers today. Was I was in so much enjoyment of editing my book, because I attracted an editor to work with me, and now I even attracted a second editor because I wanted one, and I attracted a second editor to check over my work on top of the first editor, and I've been so enjoying the process. And then this trigger came up for me that somehow I'm following what spirit is guiding me to do, but it's this old story of, well, you should be focusing on money-making activity. And this is money that's going to come to you. It is, because I say, oh, it is money-making activity. But what they mean by that, you know, that old thought or business advice, is that I should be out there like promoting my healing business and doing things related to that to bring in clients. And that, well, I'll go through phases that I'll do things related to that, but I haven't been in that zone. It's been just focus on editing these two books. So I'm working on getting myself out of that loop of like, listen, I've always been taken care of, but I really desire, you know, all these years I've been taken care of financially. With that said, it hasn't, you know, it's always been, you know how it goes. It's been in various different ways. It hasn't necessarily been that I was bringing in the money myself, you know, like, right. Well, I that's not true because you manifest it. Your energy brings it in. But, you know, I'm on unemployment right now and food stamps, and my parents have been paying the rent, and I have a strong desire that I want to be financially independent. So it's a work in progress, but a part of me feels like, well, you know, that shouldn't I be doing more or running around like a maniac, but I don't live like that, you know, trying to bring in this money or get a job or whatever. And it took me out of the enjoyment of doing the book. You know, it really put me in a bad mood today.
I'm feeling that in the colon area, you drink the water, flush it out. As far as your book goes, you should incorporate what you do, like in the preference or the index or the table of contents or in the end. What you do, that should be part of it.
Well, that,
somewhere
the whole book is about what I do. So the book is a promotional tool. I mean, I know I'm guided to work on this. You know, I wrote this book a while ago, so this is just editing, and then I'm assuming I'm going to be out there promoting it, or it's going to be for sale, and I'm going to start doing talks. You know, I've had that vision. And with that said, it's, you know, it's sort of like the societal programming, which it does make sense, you know, of, well, go out there and make, you know, make money. It, you know, this is such an old conversation. In my head, it's an old conversation. And yet I don't feel like I've yet to transform it, because to transform it, then I would be able to say, yes, I am fully financially supporting myself.
But you are.
Well, my parents are paying my rent. Like, so they're supporting me. It is a blessing. I was definitely thanking that today.
So you did something for them to be willing to do that for you. You came to parents who could financially help you and who are supportive of you. And you are supporting yourself in that your willingness to accept what they want to give you. They want to serve you in this way. You are supporting yourself in your willingness to do what it is that you know that you should be doing. You are standing on your own two feet. You're not standing on anyone else's two feet. And you are moving towards the ability to be able to have money coming through your book and your healing work and something about children and working with children. I hope that's part of your book, because that's very important for you. That you will be able to help your parents, give to your parents some financial reward, a vacation, doing things for
that's
them
beautiful.
In exchange. What did you say?
I said that's beautiful. I would love that. It's been a long time, but that I like that what you're saying. And thank you for that. And I think that that's also another mind adjustment. And I also think that I have a very strong desire to have a new experience where I am bringing it. I mean, I don't want to be ungrateful for what is coming, what has been coming to me, you know, on how I'm being supported by the universe and people in my universe. But it is very strong desire for me that my career is supporting me and that, you know, this book and my healing business and all of this stuff. So it's the desire that I want to have that experience, that it's like I'm getting checks all the time from these things. Because I've lived in this other experience for a very long time. You know, my parents supporting me or my ex-husband or, you know, whatever, unemployment or food stamps. And again, a wonderful manifestations. It's important to me that I'm able to, I don't know why, I mean, that's, I guess, our culture too, but I want to be able to, you know, I guess I say stand on my own 2 feet, but that's not really the right wording. But you know what I'm talking about, yeah?
I do. And that's just programming that you are working on getting rid of and changing your viewpoint of it, that it has to be a certain way. In order to be successful, you have to do it this way and that way. Success, financial reward, blessings come in so many different ways and forms, such as you are speaking of. And in order for you to be getting all these checks, you're going to have to be getting money from other people. It's going to have to come from other sources, like your husband, like your mother.
Right. Oh, that's brilliant.
Okay?
That sort of, yeah, I mean, duh. Yeah, yes, that totally hit me in a different way right now. Right. right.
So you're willing
keep going.
To accept yeah. help from other people has to be in place in order for it to come in. The volume that you are speaking to yourself that you have anyone that gives you money is receiving something from you in return. Mother, father, this message that I'm giving to you, the whomever, they are being blessed by your energy, by your spirit. The beginning message was I saw you going up, being elevated, going upstairs in your work. So success is there from my point of view, from your point of view. Except you said, I guess, or something like maybe, or not the confidence that will help you to propel you out of the fear that you have of being successful. The obstacles you have allowed to be put in your own way. I'm moving blocks, obstacles away as I'm looking at you, and it's like I'm swimming. My arms are moving like I'm swimming, and the obstacles are being removed. And there's some flowers, and there's some thorns on the flowers, the roses. You might stumble, you might get pricked here and there, but you'll survive. You'll thrive. I see your book cover, and the fact that you brought to you not one editor, but two. Check you out. Now let's bring in one who is going to give you money. They still pay to publish books. And when they do that, it's because they know that the essence of the book is going to sell. So bring in someone that will pay you for your book ahead of time. Focus on that. Again, I'm back to the child. And the child, one of the children could be you. Because it's coming back where healing, family. And the family issues could very well be your concern of how you are taking from your parents. But remember, they want to do this. They wouldn't do it if they didn't want to do it. It is their pleasure. They want to witness you.
Go ahead. They want to witness me what?
They want to witness you and your success. Your book, it's like it's got a white cover. It's got children on the cover. Maybe these two little girls' faces. It's got children. There's an important element of the children in this book. Put a chapter in there somewhere about working with children. That's most important.
You know, that's interesting because you, so two things here just to confirm for you and also like elaborate. What's been on my mind today is, and this was the idea that I got from, because I wrote this book years ago. It's sort of like a channeled book. And I was reviewing it, and at the time, well, I won't go into that whole story, but anyway, the idea came today. I originally thought I was going to make like an offshoot of the book as a comic book, but today the idea came that I should make a children's book. So I just wanted to like, so that's making me laugh. And so I love kids. I absolutely love them. And I have like such a special, I mean, through the years, I've always looked for opportunities to be around them or to teach them or for something. So I totally welcome that to come in because I just have a special connection with them. Like we'll look at each other and like they just like see you and I can just see them like on a soul level. Like I just love them. They're just awesome. The thing about my parents with I have a very strained relationship with them. I've sort of been estranged from them for a couple of years, and they've given the impression that, you know, basically like they're paying for my rent while, you know, basically like from my father's sort of words is that, you know, I think he kind of thinks that I'm like a screw up and like they don't want me to be homeless. So that's why it didn't really come out, like at least in the human earth plane, it wasn't like, oh, we love and support you. It's, you know, that's on the spirit realm is like, we love you. We want to support you. But on the human kind of thing, it's like, well, we're deeply concerned about you. You have a lot of like gifts and talents and like, you're not using them, at least in their eyes. So, you know, it's kind of, yeah, I mean, it makes me sad still, but it's.
But they love.
I
they love.
How I still
but
carry
they,
that.
They love. But they love and support you. They're doing it. They don't have to. They could say, you know, well, go out there and get, they could give you tough love.
Yeah, they
try
to do
that.
We've already been through that. I think they're operating from guilt because I went through a period that I was homeless and then they had to sort of scoop in and take care of me again. And like, it was one of those deals. So, and that's actually what my book is about, like on how, I mean, it's not totally about that, but it's included in the book and, you know, like healing family stuff or like kind of working through like doing your mission. But yeah, they make it seem like it's a lot. They do it out of guilt, or at least that's the energy that I feel, unless that's still something that needs to be or that is in the progress of transforming on my end of, like, understanding. You know, it's a weight that I don't want to carry anymore, and I shouldn't be carrying, and it's really like, well, you won't be carrying it if you make a lot of money. You know what I'm saying? Or, like, you can just move on with your life. And I want to do that. So, you know, that's been on my mind a lot lately. And then when I go to do my book, it's like, what are you doing? Like, you're kind of, you know, it's the same old story.
Then you have to write a new story. You're...
My new story is, yeah, making money. Making money, doing what I love.
And where does money come from?
Well, right. It comes from other people, what you're saying. That's right. It comes from, it's from source.
Yes. So, have you talked to source about making more money?
Yeah, they know. I mean, I've had this conversation with them for years.
Not
so
just,
it's
who?
Well, my guides and angels and star beings and like God and, you know, all of the above.
What have they told you?
It's just my understanding is just to keep on the path. You know, it's coming and I know that I'm, you know, I know I have all this success in my future. The idea is for it to be now. And I do feel like it's like any minute. But it's like, well, let's just make it now.
You know,
and,
I want
and
you
then
to
the guidance
a side business, like, for example, go to a gem and mineral show, for example. This is an example. Buy some crystals, you buy them for five, seven for seven, seven for ten. It's your own side business, okay? If you can start generating some extra income. Aside from your poetry, put it in a card. Valentine's Day is coming. Sell it to your friends. Cost you three, make ten. Start getting it. They'll help you. They'll buy it. If it's pity, from however it is, you're still making money. You're in business. That is your first new way of generating income. As you start bringing in this extra money, put a little bit aside. So now you're putting it in the bank at the little minimal interest that they gave us in the bank, but you're watching it grow. Begin to listen to CDs, YouTube, and don't forget to go to my YouTube page, please.
Okay.
And subscribe, like, comment, and share if you would. And Where was I at? Oh, okay. YouTube. That's what took me to my YouTube page. Start listening to motivational people about money. Abraham Hicks will give you some there's a plethora of them for you to draw from and be empowered and begin to remove the blocks. And send your parents love. Easy for me to say. But send your parents love for their generosity. And observe how they will be able to hold on to their money and acquire their money and learn some of the lessons that they showed you without actually sitting down and showing you. Practical application of use of money is important for you to learn. So study this art. Learn it. Master it. Because it is an art.
Mm-hmm.
So you can begin to remove those blocks of having people give you money. Having to depend on other people for money. But that's what it's about. What it's about.
Okay. Yeah, I'm gonna thank you for that. I I was actually just, I think that was yesterday, I started watching some stuff about, because I have studied a lot about money. So I was like, I went to go watch something I think it was yesterday that I was like, I want to get back into this like money mindset thing. But it's interesting, the fear of relying on people for money or getting money from people. And I'm going to contemplate that for a little bit, because I don't think I've ever heard that before. So that's interesting. Yeah, I'm going to sit with that.
I'm going to let you sit with that. I'm going to
thank
let you,
you
go.
Yeah.
You're
thank
welcome.
You very much.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you for your time and your wisdom and your energy. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Oh, my pleasure. To be in your energy, drink that water, flush out those feelings of your parents begrudging you. They wouldn't do it if they, you know, they don't have to. They're blessings for you.
Right. Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much. Many blessings.
Yes.
All right.
Namaste.
Bye. Namaste.
Before I came on the air today, I really said, do I really want to do this at this moment in time? But I came forth, and I'm grateful that I did, to be able to be in the energy of the two callers that stayed after my request of assistance with my YouTube channel, which has been is an interesting journey for me, being a multifaceted, like Shiva, like Kali, with all these hands going in all these different directions, and yet harmonizing. And that is what my channel is coming to offer me, to be able to package myself in a way that will allow me to bring forward almost all of my gifts I am conscious of. It's opened me up to using my camera in many different ways and synchronizing my voice with the video, which I'm still working on. And in understanding the opportunities that are afforded to me in this arena. And being able to come and go as I wish. So you can upload when you want. And do what you want to do. That's me. And today being Martin Luther King Day and the realities of the energies that are happening on the earth plane now, it's good to focus on our dreams of be able to do what we want to do, of freedom, of spirit. We're in a time where those of us who know and will can do what we want to do, pretty much. And more and more and more in every moment. Dream of peace within oneself, therefore contributing to peace on earth. To be true to oneself, true, then thou cannot be false to any other. To walk the path of love and generosity and transformation and healing. Somewhere over the rainbow, there is a pot of gold that awaits my fingertips to touch, if I be so bold, that I can help others to stay out of the cold. As the pages of my book of life unfold, majestically, I am inspired to be all that I can be. I'm out of here today. That's all I have to say today. Oh, okay, other than we're on a new moon coming in Capricorn, and the goat climbs up the mountain, the rocky slope mountain, makes it to the top. That's where I will be. Hope to see you there. That's why they say there's plenty of room at the top, because many choose not to be there. They really say, I don't care, to be on top of the mountain. And it's all right. There's a place for everyone. And everyone has its place. But the view from the height is what I will see. A spirit is awakened within me. More and more, the first mother come forth and guide I. This has been my pleasure. New moon is to focus on your dream. Put your energy into your dream. Feed it. Love and devotion. And watch it come forward. Until we meet again. Thank you. 732, you got it just right in. I was getting ready to sign off. But I'm going to see what you came for me to do for you. I was just getting ready to sign off.
Hello.
Yes. Hi. I was just calling to listen.
Hi. What did you say?
I was just calling to listen in on the show.
Well, I was just going to end it. So if you don't want anything, I'm going to go. Can listen to the archive.
Okay, I can listen to the archives because it's the first time I saw your show.
Please do. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Have a good night.
You too.
Thank you.